Hi, welcome to the Nigeria Network Podcast. Today we are going to talk about some exciting topics, and I think the key one is why we need a new Nigeria in the first place. And then we can move on to who is a new Nigerian, and then we anchor on how do we create the aligned mindset of a new Nigerian. And then we talk about the visions of hope for the new Nigeria. It's exciting times for us Nigerians these days as we approach new ways of thinking, new engagement, and new challenges. So, based on that, we've decided to engage formally in discussions that would aid our personal growth and development. This is one of the essential factors of this podcast. So, I hope you enjoy it. I'm looking forward to further engagements.
I've always been under the impression that these things are needed.
Yeah.
Because while we have a situation where there's a lot of anger and anxiety and tension going on one parallel line, there must be the opposite.
Yeah.
Another parallel line. So there must be hope, excitement,
yes,
and happiness on one side.
The vision, yeah.
Yeah, because not everybody can afford to be angry.
True.
Everybody can afford to be anxious. So how do you balance it? You know, how do you balance it from a Nigerian point of view? Which has led us to realize that, well, we have to have custodians of the mindset.
True.
The mindset being a new Nigeria.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of Nigerians understand that concept yet. We are struggling a lot mentally, and since we don't have mental health support,
yeah,
we have to do it ourselves. We if we start with sharing our views on why we need a new Nigeria in the first place, and then we can go into who is a new Nigerian from individual point of view, and then how do we create the aligned mindset of a new Nigerian, and then we can obviously end it up with general conversations about the visions of hope for a new Nigeria. We can kick off the conversation, and first and foremost, I would say it's a podcast, and based on the fact that it's all about our story, our character, and our voices. We have a story in the fact that we align with a new Nigeria. Our voices is what we have as our own unique gift, so we want to share those voices and align with the story. But the key thing is our own individual characters, which we obviously bring into forth now. Let me start by saying this is all based on hope, and the hope is based on an aligned vision. And when it comes to hope, I think one of the most powerful quotes I've seen, especially from an ex-president, is from Barack Obama, who said, "Hope in the face of difficulty, hope in the face of uncertainty, the audacity of hope, and in the end, that is God's greatest gift to us—a belief that, you know, in things not seen, a belief in things not seen." A belief that there is definitely a better day ahead. So that can take us into the point of our conversation now, to say, why do we need a new Nigeria?
Well, it's a good development to find us here, you know, doing what we should do for our nation. And your question is very clear. And I think if we all understand why we need a new Nigeria, then it's become easier for us to begin to look out for it. You know, every nation, as we know, just like every individual is created by God, every nation is created by God. And for every creation of God, there is a purpose. And when that purpose is not realized, people will keep trying until they come to it. So the issue we have around Nigeria now, why we need a new Nigeria, is that we believe that the Nigeria we have seen is not the purpose of Nigeria. That's not the reason why Nigeria is created. Nigeria is not created with all the mineral resources and with all the intellectual properties around Nigeria to be wasted the way it's wasting, or for Nigerians to go to prefer to be in other countries why instead of, you know, building their own nation, or for Nigerians to hate their own identity, their nationality, or for Nigerians to be angry each time, you know, issues are raised concerning unity, progress of the country. So the fact that we have lived in this mess all these years does not mean that that is where we ought to be as a people, you know. And unfortunately, we've had leaders whose thoughts are different from, you know, bringing a Nigeria that can work for us all. Because the new Nigeria, something we're saying, should be a thing that every Nigerian would love, would be proud of, would be willing to be part of, will be willing to participate in. You know, so we are not having it yet because we've not seen a people and we've not gotten in a right direction into seeing a new Nigeria. I believe that when Nigerians on their own begin to see, you know, the certainty and the realization and the goodies and the joy, you know, the fulfillment that will come with the new Nigeria, they will abandon where they are and they will look for it. But because we've not been able to get it right, we've not been able to paint a picture of what it is, they've not had the knowledge or the inkling that one day Nigeria will become what it is. And to get us started is to take us back to when Nigeria started as a nation, you know, when we had our independence. It was said that Nigeria has all it takes to compete with the best in the world. Our currency was almost equal or even better in terms of value, you know, compared to, you know, to dollar and pounds, you know. But today we've seen a total decrease of what we had because we've not been able to manage, and it's purely because of lack of leadership. And when we talk about lack of leadership, it's lack of citizenship, because we were first citizens before we become leaders.
Yeah.
Who you are and what you are as a citizen is what you translate into leadership, you know. So over these years, we've not gotten Nigerians, we've not been able to build a citizenship standard that will be able to build a nation that we desire and deserve, you know. So, but today, we are starting that, you know, from this point of view, to reveal to Nigerians the need for a new Nigeria. It's not negotiable, and it's nothing to compare with where we are or whatever we can imagine differently from attaining a new Nigeria. The new Nigeria is the only way forward. The new Nigeria is the only thing that we need to do in order to be called humans and to be respected across the country. Today, my passport is treated anyhow, not because of me, but because of the way they view my country, because of the way we have, you know, we've lived over these years, because of the stories they are hearing about us. Unknown to them that in Nigeria, there are good people. We have great men and women who are noble, who in their own would always give the best, you know, for humanity, you know. But the country is not giving us that capacity, they're not giving us that leverage and not encouraging us. But that in itself does not mean that this is who we are. So the new Nigeria is to bring out the authenticity of the Nigerianness that is in us, but has been taken away or has been eclipsed, you know, by the past. Now, the fact is that the need for a new Nigeria is not negotiable. It's something we must all decide now, you know, to take responsibility and build it. Because once we begin to build it, nothing can stop it from emerging. And today I can assure you that all that Nigeria needs to arrive in the new Nigeria is already available, and we have all it takes to drive it to a conclusive end. I think I can stop now and listen to others.
Okay. Excellent. You see, well, there's two things you said that are really key from my point of view, and then obviously Leslie, you'd have to pick it up from there. When you look at the authenticity of a Nigerian citizen, what actually makes us unique or authentic? The new Nigeria not being negotiable is a discussion as well, because we can negotiate with Nigerians to build something new if we want to be factual about it.
from this point, at this point in time, I would agree and say, yes, it's non-negotiable because we've hit rock bottom and there's really nowhere to go from here. It's our lowest. I don't think I've seen Nigeria this bad. So there's
never
negotiate apart from going to something new. But prior to that, we have had instances where we could discuss with people and say, what's your idea of something new? But from your point of view, Leslie, if we look at Nigeria as it is now as well, and then we look at the aligned vision, what would be your own take? What would you see, you know, as a need for us to have a new Nigeria?
Okay. Thank you, Solomon. I will start by saying that the new Nigeria is not our decision. Just like you just became aware one day and discovered you're a human being living life on Earth. After some years already living on Earth, you didn't decide to become a human being. Somebody made that decision. And like Chris said, you know, just as human beings are created by God, nations too are creations of God. You know, the new Nigeria, why the new Nigeria? The reason for the new Nigeria is because it is not up to us. It's a decision that is bigger than us. I tell people that the new Nigeria is an eternally existing reality. It's already existing. It started in eternity. It's not anybody's idea. We just woke up and discovered it, you know. And like, you know, I hate religion. I hate religion with a passion. But I want to make a quote from the Bible, not because I'm religious, because I see the Bible as a very, very spiritual book, as a manual for life. And there's a verse in the Bible that says, first comes the natural, the bad, the rotten, the evil, and then comes the spiritual. You know, so the reason for the new Nigeria is because, like Chris said, there is a purpose. There is an irrevocable purpose attached to the existence of Nigeria. And that purpose cannot be stopped. That purpose cannot be aborted. It cannot be nullified.
Right.
You know, all we can do is realize it and then flesh it out, work it out. And the truth is that in making the new Nigeria a reality, downloading it, so to speak, from the spiritual realm into the physical,
right,
we don't need everybody at once. We need pioneers, trailblazers. We need people who can and who are able to see the invisible,
right,
people who are able to touch the untouchable, people who are able to realize that this is already here, this is already existing. You know, life is replete, human history is replete with examples of people, men and women, who saw something nobody else saw. And when they began to speak about it, everybody abused them, insulted them. Galileo, for example, many examples, the Wright brothers, you know, can go on and on, you know. But, you know, they stuck to their guns because once you see that thing, you can't unsee it.